on today's show. Mind the gap, son. That's right. We've got a generational gap, and I am excited to test the knowledge between the millennials and the old folks, because there are words that are being said that personally, I just don't even understand. Belly's over here yelling, get off my lawn. I infuriated a female that I am talking to, and I want to tell you guys why, because it was the stupidest thing. I should probably just lose my man card at this point. We'll get into the whole thing. Social Media Lounge, get ready to pop off. It's all happening right here from TTR Studios. It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy Fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. Belly's cracking me up in here. We've got a good energy in the stew. Heads up, ladies and gentlemen, the train is leaving. So welcome to the show, my wonderful friends. How are we feeling on another Friday? Thank you for joining us. We're so ready to go. Matty Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom. What's up, dude?
Greetings and salutations, gentlemen.
We are fired up in here. I don't know what's going on over there in your brand new Studio B, but Braxton Blue is in the house. Hello, my friend.
How we doing?
We're good. We're good from the G-Spot. Of course, Belly Matt LaBelle makes the show run with the voice of reason. Hello, sir.
Good to be here, as always, dude.
Dude, you guys need to take my man card. It was bad.
I was reaching for it.
I know, guys. It was bad. It's like when a girl asks you, do I look fat? And it was like equivalent of saying, oh, yeah. Like, it was that bad. So we'll do that later.
Well, you could stand to lose a few, is what you'd probably.
You want to start there? I feel like,
yes,
maybe we start
no,
there.
Let's, start there, let's jump all in. I hope this is the deep end of the pool.
I don't want to talk about this because I don't want to. Okay, I'm probably doing just as stupid of a thing as talking about it on air as I did by just the way I responded. But I want to preface this by saying, I have been talking to a girl, and the girl is not fat at all. I don't want her to lose a pound. Okay? Can we all just, do we all understand what I'm good. But, guys.
Not that it matters whether you're good or not.
It doesn't, but here's the problem. Look, I care about this person. This person's like one of my best friends, too. Like, we go back.
I gotta be honest. I'm already getting the impression that she is a little thick, but you're just, like, now trying to backpedal? Could that be the situation? I mean, either way, you're not gonna admit it, so whatever.
I would admit it. I would tell you guys. What I'm telling you is that I have caught this person making a comment or two, randomly in passing, that would allude to the fact that maybe they're not okay with their weight right now. I don't know. I don't even know if you
can. Can we get an example? What,
like a comment that's just like, oh man, I can't wait to get out of this like dress. It's really kind of squeezing me a little bit, you know.
I think that's what you want.
Yeah, no, it's a great comment. And there's nothing, she's not, like, I was not saying at all that I wanted this person to lose any weight, because I don't.
Okay.
But, God, I'm stupid sometimes when I drink tequila.
Sometimes?
Or most of the time.
I mean, tequila makes most people dumb.
It kills my sensor. Like, I have no more filter. Brax has the shot in there, right there, ready to go. We got the shot glass.
It's weird that you
pick up that bottle.
When he's really like on some tequila, he calls it Kiki.
Kiki, yeah, gotta have a little Kiki.
Gotta have a little Kiki.
Kiki, do you love me?
Yep.
Now serving in the social media lounge, Kiki, this morning, we will have for you.
It's empty to me.
It is empty. Oh, it's sorry. Empty. What are we serving? Brax, what are we serving in the social media lounge?
I thought that was Potts' job.
Potts, what are we serving in the social media lounge? Brax passes.
We're doing the honey basil chicken slider. So we have them on special in the store, 420. We have this giant sticker on the front window that says, running through the month of April only. That was 5 months ago.
Dude. And we're
still doing it. So you want to talk about a stoner 420 special, a month-long special that's been now going on month number 5. So let's just do it today in the social media lounge. That's awesome. Well. Fuck it.
No, they're really good. We both got, speaking now we can of, say it. We've actually had them.
Speaking of social media lounge, they're pretty cutthroat today.
Uh-oh.
I have a feeling at the end of this, we're going to know the reason why Looch is going to die alone.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, you're making me think of something I have to say later.
Sorry, so, babe.
Let me just drop this here.
Right now, we're going to hold for a second while Luch writes a I'm sorry card.
All right, so
you can do an on-air apology right here, right now.
I'm not apologizing to anybody. I will not apologize. I am not apologizing to anyone. Well, except for her. All right, so...
All right.
So basically what happens was I had noticed we just started talking again. We went through a period where we weren't kind of hanging out. All right. It's somebody I had dated in the past and whatever. She, now that we're hanging out again, I had caught her making a comment or two about that made me feel like she wasn't comfortable with it. Like she would love to drop 5 pounds, you know, like it's not a big deal. The girl's smoking hot. However, if you see a friend of yours that is a girl that you're not sleeping with and they're making comments like that, like my personality, like the coach comes out in me.
I have a very honest personality.
Yeah. Well, so. And I mean, I try to be the supportive person that like, you know what? Your best friends are here to tell you what nobody else will say. If you want to lose 5 pounds, let's go. That's where I was coming from. But tequila was involved. So there's no nuance to this at all. We're getting up to my apartment.
Let's just say he wasn't articulate.
I was not articulate. I was just terrible. I walked up to our apartment.
What did Tequila say?
She made
say?
A comment and she was like, I can't.
What did Kiki say?
What did Kiki say?
So this is exactly, I'm going to mute the microphones. I'm going to set Belly up here. So Belly, if you can, we'll be right back. Hang on 2 seconds. All right. We're going to set this up so that we can play it out. On air. So right. We'll be back in 2 seconds. All right. We're walking up to my apartment, okay? And she says,
I can't wait to get out of this dress.
You know, I really feel like just for your own happiness, you could use to lose like 10 pounds.
Excuse me?
I apologize for nothing.
Oh, my God.
You still have a head on. I'm surprised you still have a head.
Dude, I got roasted for like an hour, and rightfully so. So feel free. Let me know. Is that bad? I mean, that's pretty bad. I feel
can,
so
can
stupid.
Can you just say it one more time? Just say it one
Belly,
more time.
Belly, set me up.
I forget what I'm supposed to say. Oh, I can't wait to get out of this dress.
You know, I feel like for your own happiness, you could use to lose 10 pounds.
I'm sorry, what?
That's so amazing.
How dare you, sir?
I mean, from, again.
Blasphemy.
Again, I don't want this person to lose a pound. But I was, the coach, Jesus, that's going to get me in trouble right there. thanks, Fox. A-hole. Oh, everybody hopes she listens today because she's a trooper. She even said you could talk about this on the show. It's funny. At the end, when we got to a point where it was funny, but dude, I got roasted for so long. Social media
did
lounge.
Did you get laid that late that night?
I just got texted your roommate's a jerk.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. I know. I'm sorry.
It's the Kiki.
It's the Kiki. Somebody from his family probably just texted him, your roommate's a jerk.
Yep.
I know it. Look, dude, guys, I'm not proud of this moment. And I mean, that person's probably a woman who just texted you that, because any woman will not hear what I'm saying. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault. I get it. But women just will not hear what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with what I think.
From the social media lounge, Tequila is not your friend. You got to get off that Kiki. She's treating you wrong, man.
God.
She's treating you so wrong.
Because I do. I really care about this person. Tequila? One of my best friends. And I also like this girl too.
Me and Tequila have this relationship that just does, this goes beyond bounds and leaps.
God bless America. So yeah, I was in the doghouse. I definitely slept on the couch that night.
You didn't even get laid.
No, I didn't deserve to get laid. Let's be honest. I didn't deserve it. Would you want to sleep with me after I say something like that?
Fuck no.
I mean, come on. No. I felt horrible. I mean, you know, now listening, like even saying it back. Yeah, you know, just for your own happiness, you could use to lose 10 pounds. That's just.
What was her initial reaction? What did she say to that?
She goes.
Can I point out
that. Just like that.
Can I point out that if he was drinking whiskey or vodka, he probably would have said, yeah, I can't wait for you to get out of that dress either.
Do you think it's just the tequila? Is it just the drink of choice here that's the problem?
I mean, can you know what? Let's go back on that. A girl throws him a lob, and all he has to do is just tap it in. Just tap it in. He could have said literally any other thing in the world, and he would have sounded like a smooth operator. And he goes, yeah, you can.
Yeah, me neither. I can't wait.
We weren't even talking about her fucking weight, and he goes, you could lose 10 pounds. Are you... What?
She just said she wanted to get on the dress. Doesn't mean she wanted to lose weight.
Right. That's what she said.
Like, she was probably like, all right, I got this asshole drunk. All I have to do now is just kind of give him the little setup. Then he'll say something sassy like, oh, yeah, your dress will look nice crumpled up on my bedroom floor.
Easily,
and instead, he goes,
I got a perfect place for it.
10 pounds. That is straight up calling a girl a fat pig. I'm sorry.
All she wanted to do is get out of the dress.
For the next hour she told me that's how I made her feel. Is like, can I get those sounds again? That's how she felt, and that made me feel so bad, because I would never want this person to feel an ounce of pain, and I can't believe that I said something that made her feel like that, because she knows. Look, I'll tell this story because it's true. I've only dated her. She's the only adult girlfriend I've ever had. I have not had a girlfriend in 10 years other than her. She's the only woman I've ever enjoyed being with to the point where I could see a future with her. However, there's also a comfort level there. And when Kiki gets involved...
12 girls out there somewhere thinking it's her. Great job, Luke. Jeez.
It sucks, man. I felt so bad that I said something.
What a pathetic loser.
Yeah. But I felt so bad that I said something that made her feel unattractive, because I'm so attracted to her and she knows that. You know what I mean? But like, no, I definitely was not going to get laid that night. It's not happening because she feels like those sounds he's playing. So be careful when you get on the Kiki.
This is a warning to all of you out there.
Boy, oh
tequila
boy.
Tequila is...
So hip to this game.
I mean, I could. So basically, I could have said anything else in that situation.
So from the social media launch, I just want a clarification. Wait, you slept on the couch in your own place? That's rough.
Yeah. Did I not deserve to, though? I feel like I deserved to.
Yeah. You're lucky you didn't sleep on the damn floor. You're lucky you didn't sleep on the freaking porch outside.
I have another one for you guys that's quick, that's really, really just... I mean, we'll just laugh at me today. It's fine. Kind of a light content day, so we figured we just kind of have fun with you guys, as we always try to do. But if there is something, you know, worthwhile in the news, we try to tackle it. Like last show. I thought last show was actually some pretty good social commentary, to be honest with you.
Have you gotten late since this story?
Yeah, everything's fine. Okay. But, well, I don't know, after this show, who knows? But
yeah.
It's on again, off.
No, I actually, stupid.
I like her dress. Oh, shit, hold on. Damn it.
Touchdown! There it is.
Bucks is never ready to give himself a touchdown.
I know, you got
to
give himself a touchdown there. All right, so actually, what you guys made me remember is at one time, because basically Potts is saying, dude, you could have said anything else there. Anything would have worked, except what you said. So I have another one of those stories where I could have said anything else except for what I said. Does anybody else have one since I've been kind of talking a lot? Do you have one or do
not
you
not that bad?
Yeah. I probably blocked it out.
Oh my God, Brax, hit me. What do you got?
Dude, this happens to me all the time. Literally all the time.
So give us one. Something that anything else could have worked, but what you said did not work.
I was trying to like work something out by saying like, we should just cut the bullshit and like stop playing games with each other. And she took that as like, it's 2:30 a.m. in my house and you're telling me I'm fucking playing games. And I was like,
man, I love
she's
women.
Like, get out right now.
Women are the smartest beings in this planet.
Oh, yeah, dude. And they're just going to deal with us just saying stupid ass things, dude, all the time.
We say some stupid shit.
Like, I'm not defending what I said. I know I was in the wrong. Brax probably realizes now that that's probably not the best way to approach it.
Oh, yeah. No, I've said I'm sorry a billion times.
I'm sorry.
I love you. I'm sorry.
Potts, do you have anything like that?
No, I do not.
The golden child over there.
No.
Belly, you got anything?
Regrets? I have none. No regrets.
I was at the beach. I was about 16 years old. I'm at the beach and some friend, like we went with my two best friends and their older siblings. So that was awesome. So like I was like us, me, like us 16 year olds and like the also 17 and 18 year olds. And anyway, we met some friends down at the beach and that friend had two cousins who were super hot and they came over to our beach house that night. So now you got our friends and family and then like friends we knew from high school that were also down in the Outer Banks that weekend who had some family in town who were two smoking hot cousins. Awesome. Welcome to the party, ladies. Well, you know, I mean, I had the shirt that said P-Hat Spiga Krush, which was the thing that I used to say.
Tequila was involved in this, too.
Oh, we were drinking everything under the sun. I mean, we're like 16.
16, anything yeah, you can get dude. Your hands on.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Peach schnapps, I'm drinking it.
Boone's put it all, Farm.
Boone's Farm. Farm. Oh, melon God. Ball. Yeah, thank you.
Getting Mad Dog tonight. Mad Dog 2020.
So what I ended up doing is the prettier one of the two ends up kind of pairing off with your boy over here and kind of making some eyes at your boy over here. Luch realized he's in a situation now.
Spring sound.
Potts is killing it on the soundboard today. So anyway, I realize that this is happening and she takes me downstairs and she says after we're kissing, now remember, I've never had sex, I've never had a blowjob, I've never done anything. I'm 16.
He's the king of virgin at this point, which is fine. Oh, you're 15.
No, I'm ew, this is sad. I'm 17. I'm realizing now I'm 17.
Nothing's sad time. About the time yeah. you lose your virginity, man. It's yeah, whenever it happens, it happens.
What's sad is that I was 17 years old and still had this poor game. She says to me as we're kissing.
My game has not progressed.
It should be further than this at 17. She says, guys, you want to talk about a easy lob? Hey, baby.
It's on a tee is what you're telling me.
What do you want
it's
me to
It's a T-ball.
What do you want me to do to you? That's what she says to me. What do you want me to do to you?
Yeehaw!
Right. You're 17. Like, everybody's in the experimental phase. So what do you want me to do to you? We're kissing. Anything works. Bite my nipple. Doesn't matter. That works. You know what I mean? Anything works.
I mean, that's your bag, man.
Except for whatever you want to do to me. She immediately was like, and went upstairs.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, she totally just was like, wah,
you fucking loser. Wow. You're not ready for me. Went right back upstairs. Like, I mean, I was just so ashamed. Like, I was just ashamed.
I mean,
all I had to say was anything.
You did say
like,
that.
Slap my ass. Slap my ass. Stick your finger in my butthole. How about, I mean, anything.
Yeah. Anything. But I'm 17, young buck. I don't know any better. I'm such a nice guy that like I don't want to seem offensive to this girl who's asking me, what would you like for me to do? And for me to say, go down on me is like, nah, that like would never happen in my head.
Wait, so we went into this story.
Sanchez, spit roast. I mean, you could have.
There's a lot of options, Potts. I know that.
We went into this story thinking Luch was going to lose his virginity. And then at the end of the story, he still doesn't lose his virginity.
No, she's upstairs and I'm downstairs crying.
Yeah, is it funny that I lost my virginity story is I didn't lose my virginity.
Are we sure it's Stephen that it's downstairs crying, tucked in a ball?
Oh, I'm really enjoying it. I really realize that I'm not coming out looking super hot on this episode.
So hot right now.
I just have no shame, man, because these are funny stories, and I know that everybody else either has them or can connect through them. You know,
no, Luch, you're wrong. I don't think anyone does. That's where you're wrong.
You are so alone in this. So alone.
And this is why, Social Media Lounge. Apparently, I will die alone. It's all
so baseball
here.
Baseball wasn't the only place you struck out.
From the Social Media Lounge as well. They're killing it on the jokes today.
All right, good job, you guys. Firing away, as always. We'll be back after this. It's Luch Dog in the Morning.
At litmradio.com.